Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up in the final segment of the show, after we talk to Alan May, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour when it comes to Capital One Arena this fall. So be sure to keep listening for your chance to win. But right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Alan May, Capitals analyst for Monumental Sports Network. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess playoffs are up is what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You were kind of excited after that empty netter.
I couldn't believe how excited you were.
I'm like that every game, guys. I'm usually cussing and yelling and swearing, and everything that bothers me, it comes out, and then on air, I kind of chill out.
No, but it was a cool scene when they had the cameras on you and Alexa Landestoy and Brent Johnson. That, I mean, you could just tell, like, you guys were excited. You were relieved that the Caps finally made it after. It's been a wild season. Nobody really expected the Caps to be where they are.
And the last month has been just absolutely crazy. There were six teams in a playoff race for basically, at one time, there were two wild cards, and then it became one and third place. And then there was four teams after the Islanders just got ahead. But it was every single night, and every one of these teams, Islanders included, would have a set of games, five, six games of positivity, win streaks, points, and then they'd go the other way. Every single team. And it was funny watching the reporters and the fan bases just ripping on their teams and the coaching staff and the players. And it was the same everywhere. It wasn't just in Washington, but we were going the other night on Monday, we were watching on the set where we're waiting to go on air. We're watching the madness in Detroit, how they came back late in their game and then won it. And then they did it again with 3 points. We had my iPad out. We were watching that game and the Caps game at the same time, wondering when that goalie was going to be pulled. And it was awesome. It was a great way to end. I think it's the greatest playoff race or a race to get in the playoffs in the history of the National Hockey League, because since you've gone to this format since the salary cap, it's been absolutely amazing. I love the divisional format. I love the wild card race, even though sometimes some teams get punked, but it keeps it competitive right until the end. And I think that was really, really good for hockey.
Alan and I text back and forth a lot, you know, during the season about these games. And I got to tell you, I got to give you props, because I was texting you during that six-game losing streak. I think it was probably after the Pens loss, maybe the Carolina loss. And I basically was telling you, they're done, Ski. It's just over. And you said, don't give up yet. You know, anything can happen. They could go on a run. They could turn it around.
You still gave up.
I still gave up. Sure enough, they win 4-5. And I was asking you on text, how you feeling about this game? And you said, it's the National Hockey League. Anybody can beat anybody. Hmm. And you did tell me it's probably the most amazing finish to a regular season, because like you mentioned, there were so many teams for one spot, and Washington comes out on top for that eighth playoff spot. I mean, just kind of break down those last few games, if you would.
Well, you know, the big thing is with this team, because there's an influx of so many new players, and there's the old players who are, you know, starting to wear down a little bit. They put a lot of hard miles on those bodies on the ice, and you know, we never know how bad they are. And I just look at getting TJ Oshie back. Like, he did everything he could do to get back. And I felt the other night, you know, he's not the same TJ Oshie. He can't dangle quite as good as he used to. But there's so much heart in that guy and the emotion. And I think that everyone was feeding off of that in that dressing room. When I looked at him score that empty netter, I thought he was going to tear up. I thought he was choked up out there. And when you have guys playing with that much passion and love, and then, you know, Ovi rekindling his game and getting it back, and these young guys all fired up, and pretty much every guy in that team has won a championship. And It may have been a junior. It may have been an American Hockey League. And some of them are lucky enough in the National Hockey League. And they just fire. It's the greatest adrenaline rush there is. So I just look at the game plan. They finally figured out. Like, that's the hardest team. Their identity this year, I don't think they found it until late. And it had to be the hardest working defensive team in the National Hockey League. You know, simplify with the puck. I think more pucks than that would make me a happier guy. I don't like those six-shot first periods. But I just thought they scratched and clawed. They knew that they had to back check, and they had to find a way to score those first goals. And against Tampa, that was a game seven. Against Boston, that was a game seven. Against Philly, that was a game seven. And they were thriving on the intensity and the competitiveness of those games. And John Carlson playing 30 minutes of game just to calm everyone down. And Charlie Lindgren, the confidence. And I told friends last week, I said, as long as you've got John Carlson and Charlie Lindgren on your team, I said, those are the two guys I could count on all season long. And it was spectacular to see how the guy scratched and clawed to get in. I loved it. I thought it was great. It wasn't pretty, but I love how they stuck together and they fought together to get in the playoffs.
Well, we're all super excited about it, but let me play devil's advocate just for a second and just put me in my place, Alan, or tell me where we stand. So they found their identity late, right? And we'd all like to see more goals. You know, maybe, like you say, maybe even more shots in some instances. It's a new season. We all know this. Anybody can beat anybody, as you say, in the NHL. Eight seeds have gone on to win the cup, et cetera. But they didn't get any younger, right? They didn't get any faster. We know that those kinds of teams give them issues. Where does this team that they're facing now, where do they rank in terms of that?
Well, they're telling themselves that they were 2-2 this year against the New York Rangers.
Right.
They beat them here decisively. They lost on December 27th in the weird travel day game. It's that game after the holiday break, the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. You have to fly in the morning. They had some difficulty in the travel that day. It was kind of a screwed up day. I hate that the league does it the way they do it. I think the players should be able to fly in the night before for the visiting teams. And they went in that game and they were out of sorts. And then they were out of sorts for a couple more days after that. But when you go 0-0, you convince yourself, and every one of these guys and every guy that's a professional athlete has lied to themselves that they are good enough to make the National Hockey League, to make the NBA, to make the NFL, to make MLB. You lie to yourself every day. So they've just got to keep lying to themselves that they can beat the New York Rangers, believe in it. And they're looking. You're always looking for a sign of inspiration. It may be the first shot block of a game. Maybe it's scoring first, but sticks in lanes, you know, the boring hockey that – you know, you're here all, you know, most of the players are awful interviews throughout the National Hockey League because the same generic questions and the same boring answers, but they really do believe in all those cliches. And so you start 0-0, you believe in your goaltender, you think maybe he might be the MVP of the league. You know, they're telling themselves that he's the best goalie in the league this year. That's what the Caps are telling themselves. And you go into the Rangers, they've had some goalie issues this year because, you know, Laviolette's talked about his goalies, and all of a sudden Shesterkin's suffering, and then Quick goes in. So you want to create as much doubt as you can in that series in their goaltenders. And we know that Ovi loves to rise up to play against the Rangers. And I just think the intensity and the excitement, who knows, it could be a 4-0 sweep. But at the same time, I just believe the Capitals say, all right, we're in this. It's a long one. And when they lose, and I've had this before, and the goal differential this year, everyone kept talking about. And I knew it from the very start. I think 5 games or 6 games into the season, they had a negative 22 goal differential. So when they were losing big, and it was ugly. And you kind of wash your hands. They're used to washing their hands after an ugly loss. And I know back to myself when I played on the Capitals. We went into Madison Square Garden, second round. It was the loudest arena I'd ever heard in my life. We couldn't even yell in each other's ears sitting on the bench. And they whipped us like 6-2. Well, the next game, we had a game plan. And myself and Dale Hunter went out there and we silenced the crowd with some thuggery and took care of a few guys. And then while we came out of the penalty box after being, we put it down shorthanded, but we needed to quiet the crowd. We ended up winning that series in 5 games. And people were all over us after the first game. I remember ESPN, the newspapers, they were crushing us that we didn't stand a chance. Well, we beat them in 5. So you have to believe that all things are possible. There are teams that have gotten in 8th place that had the win in the end of the season that have gone and won playoff rounds and actually won a Stanley Cup. So you've just got to continue lying yourself, convince yourself, and find confidence in every little thing you do every game to get over the hump and find ways to get, you know, 4 W's in a series.
Joined by Alan May, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. So back to Carly logging all of those heavy minutes. He led the NHL in time on ice. this season. Are we going to see Rasmus Sandin and Jensen available back for the Rangers series to have some reinforcements back there to help out Carly?
I don't think it matters if we do, because I think everyone's bought into how they need to play. But if they do, it'll certainly help the team. I'd expect them to be very cautious, because it looks like, both of these guys, look like they took a header into the turnbuckle in each of the games. So you've got to make sure that they're ready. This is the most physical time of the year. Nick Jensen's as tough as they get. He is built like a brick, whatever you call it. And he'll be determined to play, but they've just got to make sure that they pass all the protocols and get them out there. I wouldn't be surprised to see them on the ice today or tomorrow. And then the coaches have big decisions on how they want to handle all this with the injuries, because I think Alex Alexiev has played really, really good. He's been excellent through the stretch. He's really grown since they've gotten rid of Edmondson. But I think now that they believe in the depth that they have, Ferravari's been upping his game. I thought he and Alexiev were phenomenal the other night, along with John Carlson in that game. And it's just a matter now of building everyone's confidence. And, this team has been dealing with all types of issues all season long. And, some nights you say the roster has cost them, and some nights that roster has won them games. And they had a winning record. They're not going into the playoffs with a winning record. They have a better record than they had last year under Peter Laviolette. And they did that about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago maybe. So they just – it's whoever goes in the lineup I think they're fine with, because now they've seen how these guys have played under pressure, and that's a great thing.
So you just mentioned Coach Lav. That was my next question about the coaching. Coach Lav has won a cup. He's been to Stanley Cup Finals, I think, with three different teams. Now you've got a rookie head coach coming in with carbs. Is there an edge there either way, in your opinion? Or is it just, an X's and O's thing? Or is it just, you got to outplay the team, doesn't matter who's coaching them?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, you've got to outplay them, but one thing about Peter Laviolette, he hasn't changed his system since 2004. He's got a very talented team. He's got an excellent young defense. He's got snipers up front all over the place. But he plays the same system. So the Caps know what the holes were in their system the last few years, and they're going to try to exploit that in the Rangers now. And I think that's one of the reasons they've been able to have success this year, is that when the Rangers go back without the puck, so they've got to make the Rangers play without the puck, and they go into their 1-3-1 neutral zone system, which keeps them standing around. And you can win all the races against that if you always have the puck. So puck possession is going to be key in this series. And you know, when it's young coach and old coach, old coaches are set in their ways. Young coaches still make mistakes, and probably they probably overthink everything. And, I think Spence has been guilty of that at times, but he hasn't had stuck his head in the mud and just stuck with things. He's figured things out. And hopefully the guys can exploit the things that Laviolette has done over the years. I think his defensive system has holes in it, and the Caps need to exploit that. But they've got, at the same time, they've got to keep the puck off the stick of their snipers, and they've got to stay out of the penalty box because that power play can really move the puck around, and it needs to be disciplined in everything they do. The more boring the games are, especially on the road, that's better for the Caps.
Alan, thanks as always, man. We always appreciate the time, and we always like watching the coverage on Monumental Sports Network. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, right, Alan.
That's Alan May, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. Don't forget, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Aerosmith as they come to town in October. Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office, maybe your home office too? Well, it's time for you to ditch that beater chair. You know you have one. You've looked at it for years, and you said, I need to replace that. Well, now is the time before you're banged up with a back injury from sitting in that old beater. Look no further than PVI Office Furniture. They're in Frederick, Maryland. They have a gigantic selection of furniture. Visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick at PVI. You can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer-focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVI.com. That's PVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.